Hello, and thanks for downloading another episode of the Lions Roar podcast. This week, we'll have news from the Lions' trip to Maidenhead and the visit of Macclesfield, news of the FA Cup draw also, as well as updates from the Vixens and the Academy. We'll start, of course, with that trip to Maidenhead, and if you didn't make the trip to Maidenhead, the 400-mile round trip to Maidenhead, you didn't miss a great deal, if I'm absolutely honest. 2-0 down after 5 minutes, goals from Ryan Upward and Harry Pritchard, added to by a third from James Comley, a lovely lobbed strike in the 35th minute. It could have been worse for Geisley, Adrian Clifton sending a header against the post just before the break. The second half showed some improvement, but not a great deal, and certainly not enough to get the Lions back into the game. Paul Cox suffering his first defeat in charge after four successive draws, and afterwards he spoke to Colin Robertson.
Paul, I mean, we've had four draws, you've been unbeaten before today, but today perhaps an eye-opener, an example of what a big job you've got here at the club.
Yeah, I think you've more or less said what I was going to say. Today I learnt loads. And you know, I'll sort of like put that in the bag with the things I've learnt since I've been at the club, about my players, about how to take the club forward. And now I think it's time to really grab the bull by the horns and really make decisions that in the short term, you know, we might get a bloody nose, but in the long term, we'll take this club forward. Sometimes when, because you know, the game's quite an emotional game, you can lose your proper business mindset in this and sort of push things under the carpet. I think I've looked at the games now, this is the fifth game, and overall I knew this was going to be a tough job when I came in, but now I'm very, very clear in terms of progression now and what needs doing. So I'm always a person that will look at the positives, and after today, I'm very, very positive about going forward. Might not be in the next 2 weeks, but now is the time to make big decisions and to really to make those decisions to take the club forward.
Disappointing, wasn't it? I mean, to concede two so early on in the game, barely 5 minutes on the clock, to be 2-0 down, there was a little way back. Could be very few positives to glean from what happened on the field today.
I don't see any positives. Even though I'm a positive person, I couldn't see any positives today. The one thing that I've got to be aware of is that these days seem to happen too often. And I'm a loyal person, and I will work tirelessly for my players, and they know that. But these days are becoming too consistent. So, for something to be done, I've got to make some big decisions. And like I say, I'm not scared to do that. I've already spoke to the board, I've already spoke to people behind the scenes. They're 100% behind, you know, my decision making. And the backing 100%. So I think today really kind of highlighting where we are as a club, and like I say, the decisions going forward will you know, will annoy some people, but ultimately I think I'd rather know in the beginning of October than make these decisions in January. So like I say, I'm prepared to take one on the chin initially, but I'm very, very positive now of what's needed to achieve our goals this season.
So in some way, a positive thing to see the performance that you've seen today, to be able to steer yourself, to make the decisions that you need to make.
Yeah, look, as I say, the game, it's a very emotional game. Boys have worked really, really hard in the four games building up to this. But my sixth sense said that something isn't right. You know, we've said after games, certain games we should have won. I kind of had a foresight of what this game is about today, and if I'm honest, I spoke to the players about the type of game it will be. Will tell me a lot about them as a group, and I've learned loads today, This is what it's going to be like, unfortunately, for the conference. The pitches are going to be a little bit uneven. The opposition are going to be really robust. And that's not a negative, to be fair, to Maidenhead. I thought they were excellent today. And we've got to be competitive. If not, well, I'm not going to say if not. I need to make the decisions now that are going to get us where we want to get. And that's that for me is positive.
You made your first signing this week. Simon Lennigan came into the squad for today. What's your view? What's he going to bring to the squad? What was the rationale behind that?
Well, I did really want to put him in today because I want to get him up to speed with his overall general fitness. But we chucked him in there in the first half. And to be fair to that, I thought he did okay. We need to galvanise him in terms of what we want out of him. But he'll bring a physicality, and I'm hoping a presence to the middle of our midfield, and competition. At the minute, we came here with 16 players. Now, that gives the manager really sort of a lack of options, and it tells players really that they're going to be playing. I'm going to cure that. I'm going to make sure that we're competitive. Like I say, it might take me the next 7 to 10 days to establish the plan. But like I say, I'm very, very focused now on what I need to do and what I'm going to do.
And you've got not much time before we're back in action, Macclesfield on Tuesday night at Nethermore.
Yeah, look, the short term, I'm looking at things and I'm more concerned with medium and long term. I'm glad we're only in October because it gives me plenty of time to implement a plan. But I've got to work really hard now to do what I need to do. And look, the players have worked extremely hard again today. These days becoming too consistent for me. I don't know who it is, but I don't know if I love winning or hate losing. But, days like today can't happen.
On Monday afternoon, the draw for the fourth qualifying round of the FA Cup was made. Last year, the Lions were drawn away to the highest ranked side in the competition, possibly the worst draw they could have got. This year, they have been drawn at home against the lowest ranked side in the competition in the form of Shildon AFC. Unfortunately, Shildon are one of those clubs who have just been grinding out wins this season, unbeaten in all competitions, and what looks on paper like an almost a bye to the first round actually could turn out to be a bit of a banana skin for the Lions, given current form. That game will take place on the 14th of October. That's a 3 o'clock kickoff, a week on Saturday at Nethermore. Get down there with your tinfoil cups and support the lads. Tuesday was another busy day at Nethermore with Mike Fondop, Lewis Freestone and Andy Howarth all arriving at Nethermore on the day and went straight into the squad to face Macclesfield. Fondop and Freestone started. Freestone being a 17-year-old left-back signed on loan from Peterborough United. Both went into the starting lineup while Andy Howarth remained on the bench. Here are the goals with commentary from Nick Keefe and Colin Robertson.
And it's moved down the left flank. And it's moved down there well and into the box where Fitzpatrick will collect. He's got to go back as he's shepherded by two defenders out towards Whitehead, who plays it out to the left flank. The cross is drilled in. Guys, you don't deal with it. Wilson lays it back. It's again with Fitzpatrick. He tries to lay it back in here. Wilson inside the edge of the six-yard box gets a shot. It hits the upright, and then it's put in. And after the early promise, the early threat there from Geisey, it's Danny Whittaker who has scored. And the Lions trail after what I make 15 minutes gone. It's Geisey 0, Macclesfield 1.
Well, that's a frustrating goal to concede. Hoofing it low and hard. Fondop didn't even
now over the top here. Well, Hatfield, he's played it through. It's a chance for Geisey to equalise. And it's put away. And it's put away by the debutant, Mike Fondop. The ball, just an optimistic one forward from Hatfield. Mike Fondop typed his run to perfection. took it past the back line. The goalkeeper came out. Fundup just coolly lobbed the ball over him into the back of the net. The Lions are level. Guysey won, Macclesfield won.
Well, as a striker, you get judged on your ability to put the ball in the back of the net. As we all know, he's shown that he can run. He's shown that he's mobile and pacey. But what matters is that ball went in behind and he had the pace to get in. But what did he do when he got there? Too many times recently, we've seen strikers who get scared in that situation. But he looks like a man who knows exactly what he wants to do. Dinked it over the goalkeeper with complete ease. It looks like he's done that 1,000 times before. 1-1.
Macclesfield kind of beginning to revert back to having more of the possession and beginning to ask the questions once again. This time the ball out to Fitzpatrick on the left-hand side, in towards Lloyd on the edge of the 18-yard box. Spins on the ball ever so well. It's inside the box. Marsh can't get around it. He plays it back. The shot comes in. It's buried in the left-hand corner by Elliot Durrell. Resistance is broken. Guysey 1, Macclesfield 2, Elliot Durrell.
Well, you couldn't say that that hadn't been coming.
Elliot Durrell firing home from the right-hand side and forcing the issue. The Lions couldn't do enough in the last few moments to grab an equaliser. It's finished here. Guysey 1, Macclesfield 2.
Well, an intriguing game of football, but one that ultimately ends in disappointment. You can't argue with the effort that Guysey put in tonight. Mike Fondop down with cramp twice in the closing moments of that game, currently picking himself up, trying to stretch a tight hamstring or calf on the edge of the Guysley area. But all of that effort, it came to nothing in the end.
Afterwards, Tom Feeney caught up with Lewis Freestone.
Well, Lewis, you've made your debut tonight here for Guysley. Just first of all, just explaining the move, how did it all come about?
Obviously, the team's playing really well at the moment, Peterborough that is. So I'm not going to get any game time, so the gaffer and I and Barry suggested it would be best for me to get a move here. So obviously I can get some good experience and game time under my belt, really. And obviously get some good experience from the experienced players on the field. So yeah.
And in terms of tonight, just what did you make of it playing, you know, competitive football in the National League?
Yeah, it's very competitive. Lots of like long balls and stuff, lots of header in tackles. So it's back to the basics, really. And you've got to get a grip of it early. And then, you know, it's hard, yeah. It's meant to be hard, but it's a good learning curve for me, so hopefully I can learn from it, yeah.
And for yourself, what did you make of your own performance? Did you feel you got the hang of it quite quickly?
Yeah, I mean, I thought I started off quite well, like got into the grip of things, like not really messing about with it, playing nice football and stuff. But obviously at times I tried to play some nice football, like tried to play football. Obviously it didn't really work out, so I soon changed back to clipping it in behind for the big strikers to run onto.
But, and in terms of this whole thing, obviously you're here for a month at the moment. There is that whole thing of whether or not, you know, you might be able to stand, but you must be looking forward to the next few games.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Hopefully I can improve as an individual. You know, it's a step up, really, because I've been playing in the youth team at the moment, and this is a great level of football here. You can learn a lot from a lot of the players. I mean, everyone that's played here has pretty much been somewhere in their career, so they're all really good players that you can learn from.
And of course, looking at it for yourself, looking at the progression you can make, you know, the eyes of Peterborough will be on you. There is that chance of, you know, getting into that first team if you can gain this level of experience.
Yeah, I mean, the team's doing really well at the moment, so you can't change a winning team. It's as simple as that, really. But hopefully if I keep playing well, you know, keep improving myself, keep impressing people higher up, and hopefully I can really push through, but just have to wait and see what happens.
On Wednesday night at Nethermoor, we had the Meet the New Recruits evening. Manager Paul Cox, Chairman James Ferguson and Community Foundation Manager Steve Taylor all answering questions from fans, giving their thoughts and opinions on the future for Guysley. It was a well-attended event. There was a recording made of it, and we will be releasing that in due course. Guysley Vixens were unlucky not to pick up any points on the road at Blackburn on Sunday as they lost 3-1 in a very well-contested game. Now, for large spells of the game, Guysley matched last year's league winners, but were undone in the end. Goals from Alex Taylor, Chelsea Jukes and Saffron Jordan. The Vixens' reply came from an own goal by Kayleigh McDonald. After the game, Oliver Coulthard caught up with Vixens manager Glenn Preston.
So I'm here with manager Glenn Preston after the 3-1 loss away at Blackburn Rovers. Glenn, what are your thoughts on the game?
Tough game to analyse, but we've come here today with a different game plan, and I think we asked the players to sort of grow and be better than they were sort of last week, and I feel as though they've achieved most of those objectives. We've put in a good solid performance. I didn't see a great deal of difference between the two sides. First half, Blackburn definitely shaded it, but then I think they've got wind-assisted home advantage and we're finding our way into the game. Disappointing to concede the goal we've conceded so early. It's put us on the back foot again. But we've responded really well, and we've defended well as a team. Second half, I'm really pleased with how we played in the second half. I think we've really taken the game to them. We come alive in the second half, and I think we were so unlucky not to go 2-2. I think we had two or three great moments to go 2-2, and it's just not happened for us. And they've sort of stole one at the end, which I think, in my opinion, gives them a slightly flattering 3-1 victory when it could have easily been 2-1, 2-2.
There's some contentious decisions which could have swayed the outcome of the game. What are your thoughts on those?
Yeah, I think there was one moment really in the second half where we could have been through in on goal. And the line has put a flag up for a player who is offside but has tried to ignore the ball, so he's perhaps just put his flag up a little bit early. Could have been a big moment, but at the end of the day, our destiny was in our hands more than that. We've had two, potentially three opportunities where we were 1v1 with the keeper and we've not put the ball in the back of the net. We've had poor touches or we've opted to cross when the opportunity to shoot was there. So it's more about us reflecting on what we've not quite got right as opposed to refereeing decisions.
And now it's back home this Sunday against Bradford. How are you going to prepare for that one?
We've got to be up for it. This is the game of the season for us, so we've got to have that fighting mentality. You can see it in the players that they are coming. There's a little bit more something there now. There's a spark in them. They're starting to believe. And I think this game against Bradford could come at the perfect time because there's no opportunity to feel sorry for ourselves on today because it's going to be a war next week.
Now, following the official launch of Give a Duck as Guiseley AFC's official charity, Supporters Club Chairman Mick Glossop has taken to adopting one of the two chemo ducks to help with our fundraising. Now, at all home matches, Mick sells the golden goal tickets. You'll see him wandering around the pitch before kickoff. Now, he also carries one of these ducks and the collecting tin. Now, the combination of Mick's patter and the fantastic work that Give a Duck does has resulted in Mick collecting enough money to allow us to purchase a second set of 4 ducks. That means we're up to 8 ducks for the season. Not even a month into the campaign, we're aiming for 100 of these chemo ducks we can buy for children undergoing chemotherapy. So a big thank you to everyone who's put anything into the collecting tin. Special thanks to one company and two individuals who have each contributed £25 each. That's the whole cost of the duck. So if you know CSJ Bespoke Fibrous Plaster Moulders of Yeadon, Rob Simpson or Russell Brayshaw, give them a pat on the back on behalf of children undergoing cancer treatment and are being helped by one of Give a Duck's chemo ducks. Also give a big thumbs up to Mick, who, not content with raising money at home matches, also takes one of the ducks and the collection tin to Guiseley away matches. He's been to Barrow, Wrexham, Maidenhead. You can probably catch up with him if you're heading to Maidstone this week as well. If you'd like more information on Give a Duck, head to giveaduck.org.uk. Now, the Academy have been off to a flying start this season, unbeaten in the league, yet to concede a goal. 8-0 winners last week against local rivals Farsley Celtic. They took on their game this week, took on Rossington Main away in the second qualifying round of the FA Youth Cup. And of course, the Young Lions ran out 5-0 winners. Goals by Lewis Waddington, Kyle Price, Tabish Hussain, Jake Young, and a second for Kyle Price meant that the Lions progress to the next round of the FA Youth Cup. Well done to Dave Curry and the lads. Now, of course, next Saturday, the Lions travel to Maidstone United. That's Saturday, 7th of October, a 3 p.m. kickoff. There are still spaces on the Guiseley Supporters Club coach. If you call Paul on 07518 445 861, that's 07518 445 861, you can book your seat on the coach to follow the Lions all the way down south. But if you don't wish to do that, that's absolutely fine. It's non-league day on Saturday, so we encourage you to take in a local non-league game. Here are some of our suggestions. Ossett Town are at home to Goole. Ossett Albion are at home to Droylsden. That's both in the FA Trophy there. Farsley take on Nantwich in the Evo Stick League. Bradford Park Avenue or York are both at home in the National League North. And our friends at Thackley are offering free entry to anyone with a Guiseley season ticket holder. We encourage you to head to Thackley. If you want radio coverage of the game against Maidstone, we're on mixlr.com/Guiseley Radio. You could go take in a non-league game somewhere else and join us on the radio for that one to support non-league day. For more information, you can head to our website at www.guiseleyafc.co.uk. And that'll about do it for another episode of the Lions Roar podcast. Thanks very much for downloading us once again. And we'll be back next Friday with highlights from this week's trip to Maidstone United. Good luck to the Vixens in their game against Bradford City Ladies on Sunday. If you're free on Sunday, get yourself down to Nethermore. As I say, it's free if you're a season ticket holder, and it's only £3. Sure, if you're not, that's a pretty good way of spending a Sunday afternoon, I'm sure you'll agree. If you want to listen to radio commentary of the Lions taking on Maidstone, we'll be providing full match commentary there at mixlr.com/Guiseley Radio. Join us there and give us a shout on the chat rooms. We shall return in a week. Thanks for downloading and see you soon.